So would you say something of what you think of the relationship between the British media and so-called ethnic minorities, both as a spectator and as a
Well, that's funny now, because you've got the British Asian media now that I didn't really notice before, goodness gracious me, but now, you know, they're a kind of watchdog as well. The relationship must have changed drastically, because when I, as we've said, when I was growing up, I looked to Woody Allen and Jackie Mason, and they were, you know, my ethnic media people. The Asians have arrived in media in this country now, so, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. I think it was Tony Blair, who said, he called, goodness gracious me, the oil that lubricates the wheels of race relations in this country. I thought, that's a bit much, come on, don't put that responsibility on us, for God's sake. But it did change things, I guess, because I can't watch the news on British TV without an Asian anchor telling me what the news is. So then there's some very successful journalists, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in there. that changes everything. It's a symbiosis now rather than a relationship, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels to me.
So the ghettoisation is over?
I think, you know, the reaction of the more right-wing press, the more conservative press, to goodness gracious me, was warmer than that of the left-wing press, I would say. People have to be more aware now of who they're offending and, you know, more sensitive towards Asian culture, I think. But I'm hoping it doesn't go so far that everyone feels, oh yeah, we're so familiar with Asians now that we can actually do what we want and call them what we want and say what we want. There is a danger of that. There's a danger of Asians becoming a fashion item rather than an ethnic minority. And I think, as you say, it's a relationship with the media, so we have to be careful, Asians have to be careful as well, because if you present yourselves as the 400 richest, the, you know, most successful, this, that, and the other, I mean, what about the 400, you know, most academically gifted? What about the 400 most charitable? You know, it's how we present ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a danger of going from the 70s cliche of, you know, they're the nerdy little guys who, you know, smell of curry and stay indoors and work the buses. Now, if there's a cliche that they're all rich, successful, you know, underground DJs and doctors, lawyers and blah blah blah, that's equally rubbish, you know. There's still the majority sort of living in poverty, and, you know, that needs to be brought out, I think. We need to just be aware.
And do you think comedy can do that?
No, I think that's not comedy's job, to make people aware of the sort of, you know, poor conditions that most people are living in. Comedy's job is to make people laugh. We were always at great pains to sort of not become the voice. And it's difficult, because we were the voice for a time. We were the only, you know, probably still, if you look at it, the goodness gracious me and the Kamals are the only access a lot of Middle England white people have to Asians. They are probably the biggest, most mainstream Asian products in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Forget, you know, Bend It Like Beckham. I mean, forget all the films.
Mm-hmm.
If 2 million people go and see a film in this country, that's a huge, huge success. You know, you're talking about programs 4 or 5 million people would watch every week, and that's, you know, that's a lot of media power. So we were very careful to just sort of think, right, what we're good at is, we think, making people laugh. We'll do that, and we actually don't want to offend. And we didn't want to do the joke where you just sort of go, oh, white people, they're silly and funny, aren't they? Ha, ha, ha. Which, again, you can slip into, yeah. I've seen programmes, I've seen Real McCoy do it. I've seen Real McCoy slip into that. You just go. I've seen shows, black shows in England on stage. You can just come out and go, oh, white people, they can't dance, can they? Or, you know, have a go at just anything. Just have a go at anything about the white oppressor. And you'll get the audience going, yeah. You know. I wouldn't do that. Mm. And it's not honest for me. You know, very middle class, very English upbringing. So I wasn't even aware I was Indian, actually, until I was working at the BBC, I don't think.
Really wasn't.